We continue our learning Le'il and Ishmael Tavi Ben Achmanu Shemichav Yaakov Mipichas Eliyahu. We are on Shkol and Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. We're going to speak about the Mosar Truma. Mosar Truma is where we haven't spent all of the Shkolim in the past year. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We can't use these coins for the base for Karbanos Tzibur anymore. What are we going to do with the Mosar Truma? Now we've spent the last three Mishnahs. We spoke about the Mosar Halishka, which was leftover, but the year hasn't passed yet. Mosar Shiarei Halishka, that was the previous Mishnah. So now we're going to discuss what we call Mosar Truma. So says the Mishnah, Mosar Truma Meha Yu Osinba, says the Tanakama, the leftover coins, Machzitz HaShekel from the previous year. Now it's a new Nisan. What do? Rikue Zahav Tzipui Leves Kodesh Kodesh HaKodeshim. We would use them, they would make gold sheets to plate to cover the Kodesh HaKodeshim, says the Bar Tanur, the Ritzbah, the floor, the Kselim, and the walls. That's what we used those monies for. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel is going to disagree. Mishmael is going to say, we'll see in a moment, that this Mosar Truma, after the year has passed, the Shkolim go, not going to be used for the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but rather for clay shares, to buy or to make new service vessels. But before he mentions what he does with the Mosar HaTruma, he mentions what we do with Mosar HaPeros. Now, to remind ourselves of what Mosar HaPeros is, it's only Rabbi Shmuel's halacha regarding Mosar HaPeros. In the previous Mishnah, we had the leftover coins within the year of the Shiarei HaLishka, the surplus of the remainder in the treasury chamber, any funds that were left in the treasury after all the needs were taken care of. So whereas Rabbi Akiva says, you can't do any business with that money. It wasn't clear what you use it for. According to Rabbi Akiva, we discussed that. Rabbi Shmuel says, sure, you can do business with that. He said, buy wine, oil, and flour, and the schar goes to Hektesh. Beis HaMikdash will use that money. So that's what Mosar HaPeros is, and Rabbi Shmuel comes to tell us what we did with that money. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mosar HaPeros, Lekeitz HaMizbeach, or Lekeitz HaMizbeach, which we mentioned when the Mizbeach is idle, and there are no korbanos being brought, it's the summer, or maybe Kayetz is related to dessert, because it's related to dried figs, which is the word Kayetz also means dried figs. Either way, we'd bring Olos when the Mizbeach was the summer, it was on vacation, meaning you didn't have a lot of korbanos being brought. We buy Olos. So the Mosar HaPeros, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's the one who says that we sell the leftover wine and oil and flour and we get money and that money is used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. But Mosar HaTruma, the discussion, the topic of our Mishnah, the leftover coins after the year is over, that's the Klei Shareis. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mosar HaTruma LeKayetz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Akiva is a third opinion. He says the leftover Truma, the leftover coins from last year, is going to be used not like the Tanakh, who says for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not like Rabbi Shmuel who says for Kli Sharis, but rather Leketz HaMizbeach. That's used for Keitz HaMizbeach, whereas Rabbi Shmuel says it's the Mosar HaPeros, it's the monies that we gain from doing the business with the wine and the oil, etc., which Rabbi Akiva says you can't do business with. There Rabbi Shmuel says that's for Keitz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Akiva says no, the topic of our Mishnah, the Mosar HaTruma from the last year's coins, that's used to buy Olos when the Mizbeach is idle. What do I use for clay shares, according to Rabbi Akiva, to buy or to make clay shares? Umar sar nesachim le clay shares. So the leftover nesachim, the flour and the oil that is left over. Now, how would I have left over? What does it mean that it's left over from the past? So it means the following. Let's say you have a wine. You usually have someone who provided wine to the Beis HaMikdash. And you make a contract for the year, whatever they're going to supply. So the Bar Tanur gives you the example. Let's say he was mekabel upon himself, the seller. He's going to give the Beis HaMikdash 3 sa'a of wine or flour for a sella. And now, it end up being that it depreciated in value. So you can get now not three sa'a for a sella, but you can get 4 sa'a for a sella. He has to provide 4 saw to the Beis HaMikdash because it was the value of a sella that the Beis HaMikdash paid for. He has to provide that. But that may be an extra saw that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need. What would they do with that? So they would use it for Kli Shareis according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Chananya Skana Konim Omer, Moshe Nesachim, the leftover libation, wine, oil, whatever, that's Leketz HaMizbeach. That's for the summer, literally where it's idle. Umosar ha-truma l'kli sha'aretz. And it's a leftover truma for kli sha'aretz. Meaning what? So now we have really only a three ramachlokas, at least regarding the Mosar ha-truma. Tanakama covering the Kodesh HaKadoshim with gold. Kodesh Rabbi Shmuel for kli sha'aretz. Kodesh Rabbi Akiva for the Keitz HaMizbeach. And Rabbi Hananya agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, at least with respect to the Mosar ha-truma that we use it for kli sha'aretz. What about for Keitz HaMizbeach? So Rabbi Shmuel says, that's what I do after I did business. I'm going to use that money that we make. But Rabbi Chananya Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva don't hold you can do business with that. So Rabbi Chananya says the Mosar, you know what you use for Keitz HaMizbeach? Mosar Nesachim, the leftover wine and oil is used for Keitz HaMizbeach to buy olos, can't do business, but you buy olos with it. Meaning both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chananya Skana Kohanim would not admit at all, and not even discuss the peros, the Mosar HaPeros, because according to them, once again, you cannot do business with the wine, oil, and flour of the Beis HaMikdash. Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey, we're going to discuss the Mosar HaKtores. Now the Torahs, we say it in the davening every day, there were 368 money per year there to provide Ktores for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaZav, in the Heichal. And a money, just to know in terms of weight, a money is 100 zuz or 100 dinar in weight of silver. So 368 money of Ktores was the weight for the entire year, and a money per day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, and would correspond to 365 days of the solar year. And then we had, on a non-leap year, you had 11 days to deal with, where there was going to be a surplus, obviously, because only 354 days of the lunar calendar. And then even there was another surplus, and that is, three money were prepared for Yom Kippur, but we only used about half a money anyway. Three mana special, they would make a daka and a daka, they would grind it very well, but there was a little bit left over from that as well. So what would they do with the Mosar HaKtores? You had leftover incense, real incense. You can't use it the next year. So what am I going to do with the incense? So it says the Mishnah, we're going to use it somehow through a series of exchanges to pay the umnin, the craftsmen, the artisans, who were involved in preparing the Torahs. This was the Avtinas family, discussed in Yuma in the third parak, and they had to be paid. But how would they be paid? We had to avoid there being any type of zilzal, any disgrace in the Torahs itself. So this is how it went, says the Mishnah, describes it. Says the Mishnah, Mosar HaKtores mehayu osinba, mafrishin mimena schar ha'umnin. They would take from truma, take the regular shekels, money, to pay the craftsmen, but they wouldn't pay them directly. Meaning, they would take that money, and the money, by the way, the craftsmen are allowed to be paid from the Truma Salishka. It was a tzorech, they had to be paid, they had to prepare the spices, so that was a tzorech, carbon. They could be paid from that money. But remember, we're dealing with leftover ktoris. We don't want that to go to waste. It was a ktoris from last year. So we take coins from the Truma Salishka, and we give them to an administrator in the gizbah, or treasurer in the Beis HaMikdash. He would be zoche in that money, like as the shaliach, be Zoha acquire the money on their behalf. We kept the money in the Beis HaMikdash so that, and didn't give it to them directly right now because we want to go through this whole exchange process. So that was the first thing that they did. Now, that money is officially, has been acquired on behalf of the umnin, on the behalf of the craftsman. That being said, it's no longer kadosh. It's no longer holy. It doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So now with that money that's not holy, what would we do? Umechalalin osa al schar ha'umnin. Then they would take the leftover ktoris and they would mechalal it, literally profane, they would remove its kedusha, they would deconsecrate it on the coins that were acquired on behalf of the craftsmen. They would take the money that had been paid to the craftsmen, it's being still in the Beis HaMikdash, and then we use it to redeem whatever leftover Torahs you had. So what happens now? Those coins were not Kadosh. they lost their kedusha when they would use his wages. Now, if I redeem those coins on the Ktores, so the Ktores now is deconsecrated, and the kedusha of the Ktores goes on those coins. Now my Ktores is no longer kadosh. Aha! So now, and the coins are kadosh, they now belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And then, now that I have leftover Torahs that's not kadosh, v'nosnim osa l'umna mischarad, now we would give that money, the leftover Torahs, which is not kadosh, to the artisans, to the craftsmen, to these umnin as their wages. And they're being paid now with the leftover Torahs. And it was the same value, it was the money that they were really paid in the first exchange, but at least they're holding something that's not kadosh. So now, what do we do? So now it's not over yet. Then the chozrin v'lokchim osami truma chadasha. Then the Beis HaMikdash now has new coins. They're new coins for the new year. And they'd buy back the left of the Torahs from, which is no longer kadosh right now, and make it kadosh, buy it from the craftsman with the new funds from the new truma of the new year. So now what happens? So the kedusha of the new truma money now goes to the Torahs, and the money is no longer holy. It's now deconsecrated. They accept that money as their wages, as their pay, and the leftover Torahs becomes now what? It's usable now for the new year. So that's how they would solve the problem. And then the Mishnah says, "Imba hechadash bizmano lokchim osa mitruma chadash." So this only works if the leftover Torahs is, if I have truma chadash, I already have the new coins, so then this works fine. Vimlav, let's say there's a delay, and the new truma funds are not available by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So minayishana, then the leftover Torahs is bought back from the artisans using truma funds from last year. And even if that's not ideal, nonetheless, this is something that we would allow in circumstances where the monies had not arrived just yet.